As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, a very good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Trying to get all my sound settings correct here. You are listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, William Roberts. It's Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2009. And while many of our affiliate and micro-broadcasting stations are away for the top-of-the-hour station ID and the news and the other things, I like to think of this first little segment here, the first five-minute segment, as our internet-only portion of the broadcast. Lots of stuff happening out there in the big world. We're going to get into that after the eight-minute hour. I guess I should say after 8 minutes after the hour. Getting all the right verbiage lined up, my tongue organized early in the morning as it is. Let me get into a little bit of the disclaimers and other things. I've got a whole list of stuff that I've typed out, things that I haven't generally put on the air, but I would like to do that from time to time. First of all, the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own, or the authors of the various reference source material that I present. Now, I've read that little bit a couple of times now, both yesterday and the day before yesterday, but it's important for me to say that, largely because much of the material that I bring forth on the radio each day comes from a variety of sources. And it has been, and it has proven impossible, if you will, to verify every phrase and every line and every sentence in all of these books that I've got that range all the way back into the very early 1400s and 1500s and stuff like that. Reprints of Hugo Grotius and Samuel Pufendorf and all of that. And even the Bible, who can tell, you know, the credibility of the translations. And so I just like to say it that way, that the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own or the authors of the various reference source material that's presented. And then also the opinions and comments expressed by guests and callers remain their own. You know, when someone calls in, it's very difficult to be able to cross-check something if they bring out a new tip. So you always have to rely upon verification through your own research on so much of this. And although we try not to bring on guests that we haven't looked into carefully or have some agreements with, you never know. You know, I've been a guest on many broadcasts too, and the host is completely, you know, trustworthy or trusting of my credibility. And so there's always that question in there. There's that question. Because all of the information presented on radio like this is really and truly largely and intended for your edification, if you will, or your education or your enjoyment. It's not intended, in my idea, this is not intended to be an entertainment broadcast, so to speak. It's more information, but it should, I hope, be enjoyable to listen. I also like to encourage you to take the time to take notes, if you will. Listen carefully. Some of the material that I'm going to present on this broadcast is very difficult to come by. Some of it is easily accessible, and especially with the internet. But if you take notes and listen for names that I drop, I'm not talking about Britney Spears or any of those modern names, but a lot of the names that I talk about on these broadcasts, when I bring out someone's name, like Priestley yesterday, I mentioned him. If you don't know who he is, it's worth looking into. Some of these people have had profound influence on their generations, just as we can say, you know, Huxley or Orwell, and they have in their own right profound influence, or Brzezinski, etc. So I try and drop names from time to time when I think I've got somebody that's important that you might want to look into. And always I remind you that I receive no financial compensation from Oracle Broadcasting Network, its sponsors or affiliates, simply because I do this out of the love of country. We'll be back and get this broadcast started. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
And Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is shining over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. Got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Tuesday, February the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting, oraclebroadcasting.com. Check out that website today. And I'm on the web, we're on the web, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. That is a very interesting site to check out. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. And if you can't remember the last time that you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, and I gave some basis for that yesterday, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the phone and call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll free at 866-841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. Again, that's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 in Exeter, Missouri. Again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold's leveled out in overnight trading and has resumed normal activity today. We'll talk about that. We'll go into parties, political parties, that is, not having a party, but political parties and parliamentary procedure perhaps a little bit today. We'll also do an overview of Become Vocal Local concepts. We'll take your calls and discuss much more. Now let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, February the 18th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off $7.20 from its closing yesterday, trading at $962.30. Silver off 3 cents after yesterday's close at $14.08. Platinum up $2 to $1,089. That's all troy ounces there, you know. And palladium up a buck again to $217. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 7,552, thereabouts. The NASDAQ at 1470. Seems to be hearing something in the background here. I certainly am hearing something. Oh, I get it. Unfortunately, audience, I didn't shut off the compressor out in my shop, and I can hear it in the background. Perhaps you can hear it as well. It'll cancel in a moment. Crude oil was trading up 8 cents at $35.01. The gold-silver ratio is standing at 68.36. In other words, it takes 68.36 ounces of silver to buy into 1 troy ounce of gold. Let's see, we had a low. We had a low trading around 959.80, and the high was about 975.60 right there. So we're looking at a pretty good spread, about 16 bucks it looks like, just about. That's very close. That's kind of a rather tight low-high ratio, so that's not bad. The New York futures market closes in 7 hours. There goes that compressor quieting down in the background. Thank you, compressor. And so it's 46 degrees under clear skies and calm in Missouri. Wonderful day actually shaping up. Kind of like to go out and stir the ground around in my garden beds, but probably won't go there. Let's go into a little bit more gold, gold news. I've got, there was so much out there last night. You know, yesterday as I spent almost the first half of the broadcast, actually the first half hour, the first hour of the broadcast on this issue, the phenomenal uptick in gold, it's prompted a whole bunch of activity. Now, we could look at the gold markets and remember that the person that has the buying ability, the decision makers for funds and whatnot, they're not always set up on a hair trigger response mechanism. Of course, if you have a fund manager, that person may have been given authority and they can take immediate action. But when the gold jumped up to over 970 yesterday, there was probably and no doubt some selling, because that kind of a upward move is almost always followed by a downward move. And so as it jumps up to a new high, and it doesn't, you know, this doesn't really apply to, let's say, you or I that might be holding 1 ounce of gold or 2 or 10 or 100. But when you're holding 500 ounces, a $20 move in a day results in a pretty good profit. You know, you can just about afford to pay the premiums and all of that, selling off to pay the commissions or whatever you have to do to sell off. So there's a certain amount of selling that can be expected, and we see some of that. Overnight, it wasn't quite a flat line, but it was pretty close to a flat line as gold held right in near the $970 mark and then dropped down about $5 worth. And then as we see in the report already, it's running about a $7 below the high yesterday. But here's some news. Let's go to it. RTT News, gold prices move slightly lower. It's to be expected. Gold prices inched lower on Wednesday in U.S. trading after rising to a 7-month high earlier this week on a flight to safety. That's just a way of saying that when gold goes up and people are looking for something to put their money in besides dollar-denominated assets, gold is oftentimes the choice. But there's something else happening in the background. Let's go into this article a little deeper. April gold slipped to $965.90. Now notice April gold, that would be a futures gold. Exchange-traded funds, futures, buying gold futures. It traded down $1.60 for the session. Earlier, the metal fell to $961.60. Now, in overnight trading, now this is a morning article. This is this morning. In overnight trading, prices surged as high as $975.40, matching yesterday's highs. The gold has been trending higher for about 5 weeks after testing the 800 mark in mid-January. On the economic front, and this is important here, the U.S. Commerce Department said that the import prices fell 1.1% for January, if you can believe their numbers. This followed a string of sharper declines in the previous several months, including a revised 5% drop in December and a 7.3% fall in November. So we're having a little bit of trouble keeping those import prices up. Meanwhile, a Commerce Department report, showed that housing starts fell 16.8% to an annual rate of 466,000 in January from the revised December estimate of 560,000. And economists had expected starts to fall to 530 from the original 550 originally reported for the previous month. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you.
Now, as we were going into the break, I was sharing with you some information from the Commerce Department. A Commerce Department report showed that housing starts fell 16.8% to an annual rate of 466,000 in January, from the revised December estimate of 560,000. You notice there's about 100,000 housing units there that we're talking about. I don't know about how many of you have ever swung a hammer, maybe worked on a construction project before. Have you ever built a house, apartment building? First of all, I'd have to say when we're talking about housing starts, you're not talking about union carpenters. I am a journeyman carpenter, but I also had my own construction company. I've done a lot of swinging of that big hammer of mine. Nevertheless, when you look at that and think about 100,000 less starts, what does it take to build a house generally? Usually a crew of 3 to 4 people, maybe sometimes at the outside 5, might build a house. So that would be, if there was 100,000 that were not started, that would be about 300,000 guys during that course of time that weren't working. They weren't swinging the hammer for housing. And that's just not Jose and Hose B, by the way. That's, you know, Americans who like to work and like to work outdoors and are carpenters. But that's only a part of the picture. There's other parts of this picture as well. If the housing starts dropped, what happened in the public and the commercial sector? You know, we hear about all of these various and sundry strip malls that are standing empty and more retail, you know, square feet of retail space standing empty. That means fewer strip malls being built as well, perhaps. So those are big numbers. And then, of course, every time you have a carpenter out of work, you have a barber that's out of work, and you've got a butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker and a masseuse and a blah, blah, blah out of work. And if he's out of work, he might not have his children in daycare because he's home now. He can take care of that. So that's daycare out as well. That's gasoline that's not being used every morning as he piles into the pickup truck at 5 o'clock in the morning to go off to the job site. That's more hammers that aren't being sold, more nails, more boards, more siding, more concrete placement, the concrete truck drivers, all the delivery drivers, the route salesmen. And all the people that are associated in the housing market, those people are standing idle. The big box stores aren't selling the imported pseudo or faux brass lighting fixtures and doorknobs and hinges and all of that work. All of the piping, plumbing parts, Kohler, all of the various toilets and sinks, the stainless and the all that. You get the idea. 100,000 housing starts is a considerable whack on the economy. Let's continue here. Barry the usurper. Barry the usurper is due. That would be in this article. The author says president, and I'll let you figure out who the president is. Barry the usurper is what I call him. Is due to announce a home loan modification plan, no doubt. Wednesday. That would be today. Wednesday afternoon in Arizona. On Tuesday, a $787 billion economic rescue plan was signed into law. We all talked about that. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is set to give a speech to the National Press Club. More things that are going to go down today. Open Market Committee, let's see, the Press Club. Wednesday afternoon, the Federal Reserve is also due to release the minutes of the latest Federal Open Market Committee meeting, which could shed some light on the steps the Fed plans to take in order to stabilize the financial markets. Sure. All of that, of course, I just share with you because we're going to see some activity in the markets today as a result of these various talks. Every time any of these people talk, the markets get whacked. They either jump or fall, depending on what the first couple of words out of the mouths of these usurpers is all about. The Federal Reserve is scheduled to release the minutes of its January the 28th meeting at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, so you can watch the tickers and see what happens at about 2:10 after people get a chance to read those minutes. As expected, the Fed maintained its key fund rates targeted at unchanged at 0 to 0.25% at its January meeting. You know, when you have key funds, when you have interest rates trading down in that level, interest rates being offered, if you will, at that level, what value is it to have your money in dollar-denominated assets? We saw over, 3% gain in a 24-hour period in the precious metal. So that all that figures in. Tuesday, April gold rose to 967, up 25.30 for the session. The precious metals touched as high as 975.40 earlier in the session. Go to another one, similar article. Won't read all of it. This one by Reuters. Gold steady after 7 month high. ETF tops 1,000 tons. Reuters, the 18th of February, updated 7 hours ago from the time that I pulled it off the internet. From Tokyo, out of Tokyo, Tokyo, Japan. Gold prices steadied on Wednesday, taking a breathing after hitting a new 7 month high the previous day when investors fled to the safe haven investments on growing concerns over the global economy. This is not a local phenomena. It's going around the world. Global markets were roiled by a slew of grim reports showing a slumping Japanese economy and contracting U.S. activity, as well as fears Eastern Europe's battered economies would drag down Western banks. The money masters are at work globally. Not local issue. It's a global to local meltdown. Spot gold, again, we won't need to go into that, blah, 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 blah. It's holding up quite well, considering the move it had in reference to gold. Macro and economic pessimism that was evident in the New York equities market is providing quite a strong support for gold for its safe haven quality, said Toby Hassala, research analyst at Commodity Warrants Australia. Reflecting keen interest in gold, holdings at the world's largest gold-backed ETF or exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, struck a record of 1,008.80 tons Tuesday, up 2.3% from Friday. Investors expecting years of inflation and global economic instability. What are they expecting? Years of inflation and global economic stability. You know, Robert Chapman has been saying that, no, we're not anywhere near the bottoms, we're not anywhere near the highs, we're going to be in this for a while. And there, the investors are pouring their money into securities backed by gold bullion, helping to turn a simple safe haven into a mainstream asset class. And I might add that as you watch this variable between the U.S. dollar index, which I report every morning here, and I hope you're going to write these down, make a little chart on a notepad of some sort or another, keep track of them, watch them for yourself, get in the habit of it. It's time to think economically, folks. But anyway, as we see this relationship between the U.S. dollar index and gold, it's not a hard and fast and set in concrete rule that every time that the USDX goes down, gold goes up and vice versa. No, that's not hard and fast. Over the years, these sorts of anomalies have occurred. But when the U.S. dollar index is going up and gold is going up, it's as if the investors are looking at both of these as monetary instruments. And if we could hope for anything in this decade, we could hope that investors worldwide would begin to look once again at aurum and argent, gold and silver, as monetary instruments, as opposed to just something to make earrings and bracelets out of. Let's go into this a little deeper. U.S. equity slipped within a whisker of November's bear market low on Tuesday. But talking about a bear market now in the stock market, obviously, as the Dow is down there under the magic 8,000 level. And it's well down below that. NASDAQ, as one time I checked it today, was still trading under 1,500. The bear market going down. With financial stocks diving to 14-year lows after Moody's Investor Service said banks could be hit by the recession in Eastern Europe. On Wednesday, Japan's Nikkei fell 1.2% and at one point touched a three-month intraday low. Here's a quote. The precious metals market will look to the equities market for some support. If American equities extend losses from recent lows, we may see the $1,000 level tested in the near term, said Hassall, again from Australia. We'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Vocal.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
And we've returned going into it.
Yeah. William Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. We're back and we're going into it again. Now then, I'll close out this article with this final paragraph, this article from Reuters. Now we're going to talk about Reuters a little bit here. But bullion has rallied more than 40% since tumbling to a 13-month low of 680.80 in late October and is just 6% below a high of 1,030.80 or $1,030.80. Struck last March, the author writes, when record oil and uncertainties in the dollar's outlook spurred buying. You know, there's so much to consider in all of this. We've been talked in the past on other networks and here also about the idea of India being one of the largest consumers and producers, or not producers, but consumers and users of gold. And yet at the same time, we're starting to see that there's a tremendous amount of gold junk being sold, people selling more gold back into the market. We will in the future, not today, but in the future, touch on more of the gold miners, people going into the gold mining business with much more enthusiasm to bring more gold to market as the price makes it affordable to do so. Lots involved in all of that. Talk about the electronic or the exchange trading funds. A lot of people are getting into this marketplace today electronically. They're not taking physical possession of gold, and that has kind of a deleterious effect, in my opinion, on the marketplace. It also gives people the false impression that they can just buy and sell it as though it were a stock on the stock market. Lots of things happening in all of that. But nevertheless, you know, as people go in and buy these funds and buy equities and so on and so forth, It drives up the price of gold, makes the marketplace more volatile. When the investors got in all over oil, we saw it run up, didn't we? And so we may see a lots of runs up and runs down in gold and in silver in the next months. And I think that we will. I think that it is very likely that before we fully launch into summer, we might even see gold steadying out around the $1,000 level, which would be kind of unique, wouldn't it? We'll see. We'll see how all of that transpires, how it rolls out here in the upcoming months. Let's go into something a little bit different. You know, this was a Reuters article, and there are lots of reasons why I stay away from wire services and wire news. But let me give you a little bit of a background on Reuters. There was a man. His name is Paul Julius Reuter, made a baron. He was a German telegraph promoter. And, of course, you know, having studied a certain amount of history, we can look back to the Rothschilds, we can look to the Credit Mobilier, we can look to the Industrial Revolution, we can look to a great flurry of incredible technological and industrial mechanical revolutionary things happening in the 1700s, 1800s time period. And Paul Julius Reuter was right there in amongst them, German telegraph promoter. And he was born in Kassel, Germany, on the 21st of July of 1816, and he died in Nice, France, on February the 25th of 1899. So he lived right on up to the time that the United States of America was going into great upheaval as we went into the last century. But he settled in Aix-la-Chapelle, in 1849, where he first established his system of transmitting news by telegraph to the leading towns on the continent, and in 1858 moved to London, on the where he undertook to supply the English newspapers with foreign news. Interesting fellow. His enterprise, known as Reuters Agency, occupied a unique field and grew in importance from year to year until it is now in operation in all parts of the world. And when I say it is now, again, I'm back in this Encyclopedia Americana, volume 23, published in 1951, which I read from yesterday. An encyclopedia set is useful for many things. It can, just by reading a set of encyclopedias from A to Zwingli, you get a really wide broad understanding. A lot of these little simple articles like this of what would be ordinarily an insignificant man, and when you study it, you realize that this is not an insignificant person at all, even though it's a relatively brief article. Again, his enterprise, known as Reuters Agency, occupied a unique field and grew in importance from year to year until, you know, 1951 and today, in operation in all parts of the world. He's not a local fellow. Globalist. In 1865, he obtained the permission of the government to lay a cable from England to Cuxhaven, and shortly after to lay one between France and the United States. Laying a cable. Obviously he had a couple of shekels in his pocket, wouldn't you say? In 1872, the Shah of Persia granted to him the exclusive rights of constructing railways, farming customs, and control of the natural resources of the country, that would be Persia, but later exchanged these privileges for that of establishing the Bank of Persia. Can you see the Rothschild connection here, folks? He was created baron by the Duke of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha in 1871. Now a brief note about the Reuters Agency. An English news service again opened in London by Julius Reuter in 1858, and now the most important institution of its kind in the British Empire. That soak in a little bit? It has correspondence in all of the great news centers of the world and furnishes telegraph and other news features throughout the Eastern Hemisphere and, to some extent, to Latin America, the United States, and Canada. And it refers you to press associations Reuter and Paul Julius. Interesting. Reuters. And you can follow the other news agencies, and it pretty much works out the same way. But, of course, he was involved in the construction of railways. And that ties us back to Credit Mobilier. And I'll mention that a few more times in the first week or two, because I'd really like you to pay attention to Reuters. I'd like you to pay attention to Saxe Coburg Gotha, the Rothschilds, but particularly to Credit Mobilier. It was a huge land taking in this country when they opened the railways. And from time to time in the financial pages, you might see the one that Rothschilds are involved or embroiled in some kind of a bankruptcy settlement or something in Missouri. Surprise, surprise. As we started yesterday talking a little bit about the political structure in the United States of America, we talked about it being the political parties as being statutory entities. They're covered in the statutes. If you were to take out the RSMO or your state's revised statutes, or if you go up on the internet and look them up and go into political party committees or study things, the election laws for your state on the Secretary of State's website, you'll find that the political party system has basically been enshrined in law, even though these are like 501c4s and c7s. They're standing committees, supposedly nonprofit corporations, but they run our entire government through their agents, through their representatives, the politicians, and the appointed ones. But there's a system, if you will, and I'm just going to go over a few points to build you a verbal picture, a word picture, of how this political party structure is or exists. And then we can maybe go into a little bit deeper detail on each of the various aspects. But at the very base of this political party system, which, by the way, is intended to secure power for the parties, it's a power system, a power structure. The control of government. It's the control of the entire government by a party of people, a party or a faction, a percentage or a fraction of the public. It's the we the people. And there's a difference between we the people and the public. The public is different. But the fundamental building block, the smallest unit, it's not really a governmental subdivision or a political subdivision, because this small unit has no ability to or power to tax. But this most fundamental unit is known as the voting precinct, in some places a township, in some a ward, and sometimes a parish, which goes all the way back to Blackstone's commentaries and well beyond that, all the way back to Germany and feudalism. The parishes in these precincts, these words are very old, ancient, as are the counties, as are sheriffs. We'll get into that. The precinct, however, is this very smallest little bit. We'll pick it up on the other side and go into Political Structure 101. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
And we are back once again. Now, as we're going into the break, I was just getting into this concept of the voting precinct. You know, if you can think of this broadcast as a long chain forged out of a great many of similar links, each day I'm going to add another little link to this chain by which we will bind down our government. But it's also revealing a link in the chain that binds us down, by a government gone bad, so to speak. And so if we're going to have any success whatsoever, and I'm confident that we will, in restoring our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government in your lifetime and mine, then we're going to need to understand this form of government and make certain decisions and actions based on our information and become energized within this system, because if we do not, through our own apathy and through our own silence, then we consent to whatever tyranny is visited upon us, and it will be to our own shame. So back to precincts and understanding what these precincts are, and wherever you are listening to this broadcast today, if you vote, and I certainly do hope that you do vote, if you have a voter's registration card, and fear not, your name is on so many lists, all the way from your birth certificate right up to where you are today, that registering to vote shouldn't be considered as a great impediment to your success and future. Nevertheless, if you are registered to vote, you can take out your voter's registration card and look on the face of it, and generally it'll tell you the name of your voting precinct. It's that polling location where you go to place or to cast your vote. And that is the hub of the smallest, most fundamental building block of the entire political system. And there's great power that happens at the county committee level, which we'll talk about in a moment. But the county committee is made up of precinct committee men and committee women. And it always goes back to the Noah's Ark concept, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. Ever since we had the Equal Rights Amendment and the Civil Rights marches and the bra burning and the women standing along the sidewalk swinging their purses, etc., etc., we're now this pre-programmed boy-girl-boy-girl situation. And so, in the political system, in the structure of the system, it's boy-girl-boy-girl all the way up as well. So there is a county committee man and a county committee woman who serve as your precinct committee man and committee woman. Now, if we were to go back in time to, for instance, like the New England town hall meetings, your local voting precinct would be either a long walk or a short ride on a horse or in a wagon to your precinct center or parish center, or it could have been the parish church, a town hall, where from time to time the people in that area, in that precinct, would convene or would meet to discuss affairs of government, air their concerns, voice their disgruntlements, bring forward ideas for improvements, things that people would like to work together to do and to achieve. So it's a very, very important place, the precinct. It's a place where we gather or congregate much like you would in a church to get to know who our neighbors are and their families and their wives and their mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandbabies, and talk about and comment on our horses and the tack and the tackle and the carriage and the wagon and so on and so forth. I guess that would be cars and trucks today. And we get to know each other. This is a very strong position for people who live in a relatively close proximity one to another, because you know your neighbors and they know you. And when someone is in need, they can turn to their neighbors rather than going to Uncle Suck and hanging off the teat of social government. So the precinct is an important place. And the precinct committee men and the precinct committee women, both parties, both of the established two parties, and in some places, you know, you've got the third, the fourth, the fifth also who've been on the ballot. And there's an opportunity there to elect a precinct committee man and a precinct committee woman for the Libertarian or the Constitution Party or whatever. But primarily, throughout the entire United States, it's your established two parties that you're going to be dealing with here. And for us specifically, the two-party system is the great social disease that we need to cure, and we need to cure it quickly. And so there are things that we can do right at the local precinct level, but every 2 years, those precinct committee men and committee women are reelected. And you can run a very inexpensive campaign right in your local area and go around and take all of the tools and the techniques and the tricks that we learned with Ross Perot or with Ron Paul or with any of the other candidates that you may have supported in the past. And if you've never supported one in the past, then just send me an email at host@vocallocal.org and I'll help you to get started in your local voting precinct. But the idea basically is that you can, and your wife, let's say you're a husband and wife, that's the most convenient situation, you can become, for your local voting precinct, the county committee man and the county committee woman. Your local precinct chairman, if you want to call it that, sometimes it's a local precinct executive. And in many parts of the United States, in many precincts, you know, there's 3,066 counties, of which 33 are city counties, and there are well over 177,000 local voting precincts. And many of those precincts don't have a precinct committee man or a precinct committee woman for both of those parties. Those positions are just wide open, ready to be appointed or ready for you to step into place. And it doesn't require a 60-hour work week for you to be involved at that level of politics. It's a rather minor commitment. And it is important, however, that you find out what the qualifications are, because some states now are passing legislation that says that you have to be caught up and up to date with your real property tax and your personal property tax if your state still levies such an egregious and regressive tax on the people, and if you have state income tax and Internal Revenue Service taxes and whatnot, you need to be a person, say, in good standing as a citizen, quote unquote. So you pretty much need to have your paperwork in order if you want to stand in any of these positions. Not everyone's going to go down that route, and I understand that, but for those that do, for those who are raising families and working at a job and your money has been taken out of your check whether you like it or not, and you're not really ready to do battle with the IRS and all of your taxes are up straight and paid, this is something that you could do right where you are. So that's the precinct. The precinct then can become a multi-purpose tool. There's many things that you can do. But one of the most important understandings here is that this is the first step or the first tier of a representative system of government. It is a step or a tier that has been purposefully, in my opinion, knocked asunder. It would be to the party's benefit not to have a strong county committee man or a county committee woman working in a precinct organizing on a regular basis town hall meetings. It is much more to their advantage that this particular level of government, if you will, this level of the political party structure only comes out to play once every 2 years or once every 4 years, just as a quick get out the vote type of a thing. And you know, there's really no advantage of having a lot of people turn out to vote anyway. And you can see how few people do turn out, and largely it's because this particular level of government has been withdrawn, taken out of the system. And so as become vocal local here, as we become more vocal local, I advocate replacing this critical step and becoming those county committee men and county committee women. And we've got success around here in Southwest Missouri, and throughout Missouri and Arkansas and other places that I'm aware of, where we actually in the last go-round, in the last election cycle, were able to place county committee men and county committee women in a number of voting precincts, gaining stronger positions then on the next level, which we'll discuss in a moment, probably after this first break, going into the next hour. And we'll go into towns and cities and counties, the regional councils of government, and other things in the second hour, so be sure and stay tuned for that. We'll be right back and begin the second hour here on Become Vocal Local.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we are back, and you're listening to the second hour of today's Become Vocal Local. This is Tuesday. This is Wednesday, February the 18th. I didn't change my dial. This is Wednesday, February the 18th, 2009, in the second hour of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Now, as I stated in the first moments of the previous hour, got to deal with this, learning to deal with this two-hour broadcast. I love a two-hour broadcast. It's been a long time since I've done one. But what I was mentioning in the previous broadcast, I'm looking at this first five-minute segment as kind of an internet-only friendly zone, a free zone, if you will. Looking forward to that time, hopefully, in the very near future, and perhaps even today, where this broadcast from the 8 minutes after the hour point forward will be picked up by our micro-broadcasters and our AM and FM stations. So this is kind of the off-the-air segment of the day's broadcast. But we were talking in the previous hour about the political party system. We did a little bit of gold and silver news and things like that. And so if you're just joining us for the first few minutes of this broadcast, you might want to access the Oracle Broadcasting Archives and get a copy of this broadcast and listen to it. And if you value the information you hear on this or any of the broadcast on Oracle Broadcasting, if you can and as you can, perhaps you'd consider supporting Oracle Broadcasting Network by visiting, of course, www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Locate that chip-in banner on the homepage and make a generous contribution to keep Oracle on the air, on the web, and growing. There is a plan afoot to help those that can be helped and those that will do the work necessary to have a micro-broadcasting station running in their homes all across America. And it's going to take a certain amount of money for that to happen. And so any little extra that you might have would be helpful in that direction, as well as trying to keep these servers growing. If you think about 24 hours of archives available on demand at 128K streaming audio, you can imagine the expense of maintaining that. And so there's also a members area link on the webpage, where you can sign up and become an Oracle member. Oracle members help support the network and receive access to all of the broadcasts in high quality, 128K live and streaming audio. And membership is $9.99 a month, or you can save $60 when you sign up for a yearly subscription. And with or without a paid membership, everyone may sign up for the free Oracle newsletter just to keep abreast of all the new shows, the featured guests, the promotions, and schedule changes. So click on the newsletter link on the Oracle homepage, and you may subscribe to that newsletter today. And as I stated in the previous broadcast, this series of links that we lay out every day, each part is important. And so you might make plenty of use of those archives and accessing them to perhaps listen over again if there's a section of something we covered that you either have missed or didn't understand, so that you can understand where I'm going in this concept of Become Vocal Local. It's so powerful. And the concept does work if you'll apply it. So there's a lot to that. I did mention that I receive no financial compensation from Oracle. I love doing live radio, and I bring each of these broadcasts to you as my contribution to the restoration and continuance of our United States of America, and to the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government bequeathed to us by our forefathers. I'm one of the few that I've ever heard, the only that I've ever heard, that states it in that way. This is a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and I emphasize both constitutionally limited and representative. We'll find out more about it on the other side. Stay with us. Hour number two.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wednesday, February the 18th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. If you missed the first hour, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you again today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game here on Become Vocal Local, and be part of the broadcast. You can sign in and pick a name and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. Pick up the telephone and call in now at 512-904-8014 for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. And you can also call in around the world and around America at 866, toll-free, 866-841-1065. Your calls are definitely welcome. And for those without internet access, you can always send in your letters, your ideas, show topics, guests, and things like that. Simply send a note to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, that's P.O. Box 96, Box 96, in Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. We've got two little websites out there, the tiny, minuscule website of mine, vocallocal.org, desperately needing some updates there. And then we also have a much more developed website, OzarksVoter.info. Our webmaster, Bruce, is working on that one all the time. The listener call-in number, again, is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. In the previous broadcast, we did a market report, showed that the gold levels in the overnight trading flattened out, and they have resumed normal activity today, though trading higher. We started to go into a little bit about the party process, the party politics, and the format of party politics. And so if you missed the first hour, you can go back and listen on the archives. Going back into this concept of precincts, we'll close that out for now. We've already discussed the voting precinct as the fundamental building block of our political party system. The next layer of the system, not within the parties, but certainly closest to you, are the towns and sometimes the cities that you might be living in. But for small town America, that's where I live, small town America, the town governments are rather important as well. And that is where the town hall meetings eventually will take place. There's your, I guess you'd consider some have mayors, most have mayors, the mayor system, the mayoral system. Most small towns have a mayor and a city council of some sort. You know, they call them cities even if there's only 12 people. And that's because they've been incorporated and they have a city style government, a town council government, that sort of thing. They've been incorporated. And so there are things that you can do right at your town level that are important. But of course, if you live in a big city, you might be living in a specific neighborhood or a community, you know, a university district or a, you know, substructure inside of a larger city. And so there's going to be activities that are going to go on there that are going to be the next tier between you and your city government. Metro 1313, the metro councils, and so on and so forth. That's a higher level. So you've kind of got the precincts, your voting precincts, and then you've got your towns, and then your city governments. And that in itself is a huge discussion. We'll save that for another time. We're doing an overview here. The next layer up above that is your counties themselves. And again, we're focusing on the political parties because the political parties' main business, their sole business, is winning power and control of government. Most people foolishly believe that the parties represent them. Just because you vote in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party doesn't mean that you're a party member. If you'll look in the statutes, you'll see that the only party members, really, are the county committees and the precinct committee men and committee women. Because all of the upper tier levels of the party, all the way up to the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee, are made up of people who are county committee men and county committee women from all of the various precincts of the 177,000 plus of them out across America. They form all of the other and higher level of the committees, your senatorial committees, your legislative district committees, and they make all of the recommendations and sponsor and support and invite candidates and things like that. So just because you vote one way or the other don't necessarily include yourself as a party member, not likely to be the truth. But that is not a hard and fast rule. There are places, I think it is the treasurer and perhaps even the secretary in the various party committees at all of the different tier levels and this great stack of pancakes, if you will, that makes up the party structure. I think it is the treasurer and the secretary that do not need to be actual county committee men or county committee women from their precincts, and they can be continuing without re-elections. So those are key power brokers. Those are key slots, the treasurer and the secretary, that just keep the party going and going and going. Think a little bit about the county system. You have your, in most places, your county commissioners. Sometimes in Arkansas, for instance, they're known as justices of the peace. They might be your county executives, something like that. Around hereabouts in Missouri, we have threes. You have a presiding commissioner, and then you either have an east and a west or a north and a south, depending on how they divide up the county. Three commissioners, three judges, really, in a way of looking at it, who sit at the top of the county structure. And so that's an important thing to understand. And each of those are elected people. There are no appointments on that level. And then you've got all of the various groups that come in below that. You've got your assessor's office. You've got your clerk, your county clerk's office. You've got the tax collector and all of the various and sundries there. And then you've got a plethora of boards and offices, all kinds of other things that are happening. And if you will take the time to start keeping track of what exists inside of your counties, I mean, I could go on and on about what you might find in a rural county, but if you're living in a very urban area, yours would probably be different. Some similarities, some similitude, if you will. But it's important for you to do a bit of research right where you are. You know, a lot of people are reluctant to get involved because they're concerned about having their names on lists. Well, yes, the watchers are watching us, but wouldn't it be wise to turn the shoe, if you will, put the shoe on the other foot and begin watching them? Part of the reason why government has run so far amok is because the people have quit paying attention. That's reflected in the low voting turnouts. Oh, well, you can't change City Hall. It's very effective if you can control the education and the media. It's very effective if you can corrupt the courts and basically convince people that they have no redress of grievance and that they have no remedy. But for those that take the time and study the system, you'll find that there's still a considerable amount of recourse, redress, and remedy available, but it will require work on your part. And then, to avoid this insane duplication that we seem to find throughout the independent media and through the various patriot and Christian communities, there's a tremendous amount of duplication as each person does all of their research for themselves, and they're living three blocks from someone else who's done the research, and they ought to get to know each other. We'll be back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it. Getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes. Lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com, feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the Corporate Controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
Okay, so as we were going into the first long break there, or the long second break, I should say, of the broadcast, getting all these breaks organized in my mind, we were talking a little bit about towns, precincts, towns, cities, and we got up to the idea of counties, looking into the county. There's a whole bunch happening at the county level, folk. And this is close enough where in most cases, now it's not always the case, it's not hard and fast rules. I've heard about and seen counties in Idaho and even in Washington that are huge. But in southwest Missouri or all through the state of Missouri, you know, Missouri is broken up into 114 counties, plus or minus two city states, if you will, two city counties. But there's 114 counties, tons of duplication. There is a provision in the Constitution for the state of Missouri where we can bundle counties. We could actually bring up to, I think, four together. Dividing counties and creating more is a difficult process, but bundling counties is possible. So if you start to become successful in your area and start turning the government around where you are, you could do the same in the neighboring counties, bundle the counties together, move the county seat to a central location, and begin to save money right away by getting rid of about 80% of the deadwood. Certainly you could get rid of 75% because you have all of the duplication over and over again in these small counties. But some people like the idea of a small county, a rural county, a broken backwards county. I prefer that myself because there can't be anything more enjoyable than knowing that your government is dead broke. It's hard for them to do anything when they're broke. Of course, if they're broke, then they're going to have their hands out for state and federal grants and aid, and that's another problem. That's an educational problem, one that is even sometimes more difficult to deal with. So again, back into this. We break up the counties into precincts and then the state into counties, but there's a lot happening at the county level. So many of the depredations, so many of the incursions, and so many of the violations of property right and personal right occur right in your county, that every moment that you can spend, every moment that you can spare, every moment that you can invest, and dollar as well, in regaining or gaining an understanding of your county system, and then becoming a majority voice in your county system, these are all just steps towards freedom, personal freedom, freedom that is long-lasting, freedom that can alter the course of history in your county. And I think it's well worth it, time well spent. So there's a lot going on in the county level. And again, this is just an overview of the structure of our political system. Now, there's an interesting level that comes in above that, above the counties, between the counties and the states. And here in Missouri, they're the regional councils of government. The regional councils of government are extra-constitutional, extra-governmental entities. Again, they're nonprofits, typically a C4, a C7, C6, nonprofit corporation. You never have the opportunity to elect the people that work at these regional councils of government. There are other councils. There's councils of mayors. There's the councils of governors and things like that. But this is a little bit different system. This regional council of government, from my experience and my research, acts as a go-between between the state and federal and international community. If FEMA, for instance, has a program of action that they've adopted out of the United Nations body of documents, out of any of the instruments and the organs and the bodies of the United Nations or the global community, the international community, if FEMA or someone else has something that they want to have implemented on the county level, they take these ideas to the regional councils of government. And then the regional councils of government, of course your county pays dues to them, the regional council sends a representative, a planner of some sort, in to speak with some entity, either your town, your city, or your county representatives, your county executives, and they lay out these proposals. Some of those proposals include the establishment of enhanced 9/11, the creation of a FEMA multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program, and so many others. Educational programming can come in here, the schools, the work, the vocational, and all of the other little twists and turns there. Health issues, code enforcement issues. A lot of this is sold to the counties through this regional councils of government, the flood insurance programs. Of course, a lot of this comes with the hazard mitigation planning. So that regional council of government is important, and if you're not aware of their existence, you might spend some time on the internet and look it up for your state. One of the reasons why this movement, if you will, the Become Vocal Local concept, is an individual system. It's based on individuals taking action right where they are, because it is impossible, not just for me, but perhaps for just about anybody, to know it all. With all of the 3,066 counties scattered all across the United States, it is impossible for anyone to go around with a single hat and rule over it all, and who would want it? It would be impossible for any person in any one state to know all of the ins and outs about what's happening in any of the counties, especially here in Missouri with 114. So it's always going to go back to the individual right where you are. As they say, you know, all politics are local. And I like to add to that that trouble seems to find you right where you are. So trouble's going to find you right in your own county. And hopefully you'll be energized within the political system in your county working to gain a majority position on one of these two parties, if not both. There's nothing wrong with running parallel efforts. If you happen to live in a major metropolitan area where the Democratic Party has traditionally dominated, then of course you'd want to be focusing your energy on that dominant party. And I know people say, oh, well, I don't want to be a Democrat and I don't want to be a Republican. I don't either. The whole idea of becoming vocal local is aimed toward the abolition of the established two-party political system. But being a political realist rather than a political fantasist, I realized that we're going to have to energize within these parties in order to get them gone. Again, they're protected by statutes. When we talk about parliamentary procedure, maybe we'll start a little on that direction this afternoon or this morning. But nevertheless, when we start to think about how these systems work, this is the meaning of a deliberative assembly. If you look in the bylaws of the Republican Party or the bylaws of the Democratic Party operative in your state, you'll see that Robert's Rules of Order is always the rules of order that they conduct their business under. So when they convene a meeting, they start with an agenda and then they follow through the process and they have motions and amendments to those motions. They have bylaws and so on. And if you understand Robert's Rules of Order, if you understand parliamentary procedure, you can do quite well in those meetings to sort of direct the course of business. You would certainly be, if you understand that, you would have places where you could interject in their course of business. So there's this regional council of government, also a very important element in the system of government that we have in this country. Then above that, of course, we have the idea in the party structure of legislative and state senator districts, legislative districts, if you will. And you know, as long as you remain silent and stay out of the political system, then you'll have very little to do with deciding who the representatives will be. Because the party basically selects the representatives. Kind of an adage that you need to be first invited into a party office. You have to be invited to run for an office. People who come in and just try and crash the party without that invitation usually get the cold shoulder, and we saw that with Dr. Paul, if you recall. Anyway, we'll pick it up again and carry it on right after this break. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
always in the most exposed and strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back. Now, if you could visualize or think in your mind, let's say, of your local voting precinct and your county, and let's say that there were, just to use round numbers, 14 voting precincts in your county. You were a small county in a rural area. If you were able to find 7 men and 7 women to serve as county committee men and county committee women from each of their various precincts plus one, you would have a majority on the county committee for your county. You can see how we don't need millions of people to start making major changes in the political system. Now, when we're going into the break, I was saying that in the legislative districts for the state organization, for the state party, that in order to be a candidate, really, an official candidate on the ballot, you really need to have the invitation of the party. And so, as soon as possible, if you can gain a majority position on your county committee's Republican or Democratic committee, then you will be able to start extending invitations to quality candidates and not have to accept all of the candidates that have been selected by the previous group of county committee men and county committee women. It gives you the opportunity, perhaps, to break hereditary bonds and holds in your area. And not everyone that's holding the reins of power is someone from the Illuminati, let's say. many of the small counties just have people who have settled in an area. You know, you have Jonestown, Smithsville, Hankstown, you know, the Jones and Smiths and the Hanks and all the rest of them. And they have large land holdings inside of the county, and they're intergenerational. They've been there ever since they homesteaded the area. And so they just have a tendency to dominate local politics. Well, you can actually end run that. You can break that cycle by gaining a majority position on the county committees of the various parties and start introducing new candidates and breathing new life into your county. A lot of these folks are just kind of knee-jerk, go-along-to-get-along type. They don't do a tremendous amount of research on their own. They're not stupid people. They're concerned people. They're well-known in the community. And so it's not easy to wrestle them out of the positions of power, but it's not an impossible task. And so then perhaps you could bring forward candidates for the state representative, as a state representative or a state senator, that would be loyal to the Constitution, that would be loyal to a sound monetary policy, that would seek an alteration in our foreign policy, and that would perhaps create firewalls between you and a rogue government in Washington or in your state house. So there are advantages, immediate advantages that can be gained. And when can those advantages be, you know, brought to fruition? Just a few months from now in the 2010 election. So there's time now between now and 2010 to begin this journey and to make considerable advances in it, to be prepared for the 2000 election by already building and forming your local voting precinct groups and getting the idea and getting the habit ingrained in those groups of getting together on a regular basis to discuss things and to become active together. There are things that we can do. We no longer have to take reactive measures. We can become proactive, if you will, and actually do something for a change, to change, actually, our system of government from the local level up. So as things go from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda as it comes from global to local. Follow? Company? Capiche? Then there's the congressional and senatorial districts. Here in southwest Missouri, we have had a senator bond in power, if you will, for a long time, former governor even. Been around a long time. He's respected by the party, but if you follow his voting records, you know, he's right in there voting along with all of the rest of them for the Patriot Act and was a co-sponsor on the Help America Vote Act, which brought us the black box voting and on and on and on. A real pork barrel guy, kind of a guy. He and Congressman Roy Blunt, former governor again, his son, Matt Blunt, just lost re-election. Actually, Matt Blunt stepped aside and Jay Nixon became the governor of the state of Missouri. But Matt Blunt, Roy Blunt's son, we'll see him in politics again. I don't think he's done. But some of these same families, folks, have been holding the stranglehold on us, you know, for all of our lives. And we can change that, and we can begin to make a major change in that soon. But we have a senator, a U.S. senator, now that is going to a Senate spot or a Senate slot that's going to be open. Of course, the party is going to recommend a candidate, and then they will run that candidate, and by golly, they will win that candidate unless we take serious action today in Missouri, and are probably the same sort of thing happening in your area, wherever you are listening to this broadcast. So there are things that we can do that will have an immediate impact on this political system. Again, it is all about learning how the government works and talking politics and not politics from the reaction standpoint. Oh, look what they was passed today. Yeah, no doubt. With Barry the usurper, the hippy-dippy weatherman, the flag burners, his wife, you know, basically he's Neapolitan, chocolate, vanilla, and a red, commie red stripe right up his spine. He's got a long history of that. How can we expect any less? So with this kind of leadership being put forward as the dummy, the puppet, on the lap of the ventriloquists, the big new Brzezinski and the others, how can we expect anything other than just more of the same? And we can't, and we'll get plenty of more of the same. So that brings us then up to the state level, the state government. What can you do at the state level? Well, this is where the, you know, rubber starts to really meet the road. This is where you need to have many counties already prosperous and growing with their local voting precinct groups, because in order to alter the state government, you're going to have a coalition of counties. So you're going to have to do even more work to make that happen. What we've been doing here in Southwest Missouri is working with the counties that touch our county, the ones that adjoin us, and trying to help other groups start there. You can use something like the Ozark Property Rights Congress model and start a property rights group in your county and allow that county property rights group then to be the umbrella that draws other people in to the meetings. And once you have that system fairly well begun, then you talk to the people, the group attendees at your meetings, and see which voting precincts they reside or dwell within. That's how you can help to start creating or stimulating local voting precinct groups in nearby and neighboring counties. And just food for thought. There's no action plan that I'm advancing. I'm just throwing this out for your consideration. Again, edification and enjoyment, so that you don't feel so hopeless or think that all things are lost or that it's time to throw the baby out with the bathwater and throw the constitutionally limited Republican form of government that was bequeathed to us by our forefathers, the greatest birthright, in my opinion, on the planet, out simply because it's not functional right now. And again, you're not a slave until you believe you're a slave. As soon as you believe you're a slave, then you become a slave, and the Constitution is not gone. It's still there. It's just not being used right now. So anyway, from that level, at the state level, there's a lot going on. There are tons and tons and tons of committees and that just you go on without end. You can go up to your Secretary of State's website and look for all the various committees. The committees oft times are established by statute. They have funding available for them. And these committees just sit there with two or three or four people occupying them, and they're looking for some way to spend these funds, and if they don't spend the funds every year, they don't get funded again. And so it's just like these little drains on the tax revenue, if you will, of the people and the state. So there are places where you can become active at the state level. You can join some one of these committees at the state level that only meet, let's say, six times a year, once every 2 months. They require you to drive to the state capitol once every 2 months and spend 4 hours in a meeting. But that gives you an opportunity not only to be an insider and to see what's on you and at you, what's coming down the pike from the global community or the state or the feds, but it also helps you to vote yay or nay on various adoption issues and on various principles or on revisions of plans or platforms of these various committees. So those are things that can happen. It takes money to drive back and forth, so the person that you would advance for that would need to have a couple of shekels. We'll be back. Stay with us.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Okay, as we were going into the break, we were talking about the state level of government, and if you can go up on the internet, or perhaps you can get your state's blue book at the library, or ask your state representative to give you an older copy of one. They should be publishing them again soon. They'll probably be available in the summer of this year. But your state's blue book, some states don't call it a blue book, but it's basically the directory of your state. In there will be various maps of the state. And you'll see in there that there are a plethora of various districts. Not only are the counties shown, and then there's the legislative districts and the state senate districts, and then there's the U.S. House legislative districts, and then there's the U.S. Senate districts. But there's also road districts and water districts and school districts and all kinds of districts. And when you get your mind wrapped around those maps and you start to look at those maps, you'll see how impossible a task it is to try and affect any major changes in a state government by yourself. And how profitable it would be to have groups working and forming in all of the various voting precincts in all of the various counties of your state. Because each of those voting precincts go into a school board. Every one of those counties go into road districts and legislative districts, etc. And so to be able to steer, climb on board, get up at the helm, wrap your hands around the steering wheel, and begin to steer the great ship America once again, as we the people remember that it's up to us, you're going to need to have a lot of help. We're not going to be able to do this a onesie-twosie time process. It won't work. It'll make you feel good, maybe, but it'll only feel good until the hammer falls. So, looking at the state government, there's many, many, many places where you could involve yourself just for a few hours, perhaps a month. And I know that the more active you become in your local voting district and the more active you become in your local county and your town and so on and so forth, all of these are hours and hours, and so it's no longer just 1 hour. it becomes, you know, a major amount of your time. But that, again, just instead of throwing rocks at some of these legislators and stuff like that, let's understand that their lives are just about consumed by the process. And so they don't have endless amounts of hours a day to listen to broadcasts like this. They're not on the internet, perhaps, going to the various news with views and other places all over. They're not listening to internet radio, getting the heads up on the global system. They're got their oars in the water and they're rowing furiously, trying to keep from drowning inside of the political system. And that, too, is by design. So we can educate some of the ones that are in the system. We can work with them to try and bring them up to speed on primary issues. At the same time, we can work with others and grow our numbers. And, of course, if we can do that through a network of micro-broadcasting stations set up in towns and precincts everywhere, then we can start to reach out throughout the hinterlands and throughout the metropolitan areas with a voice of freedom once again and bring people into the fold that are just dying to meet us. And there's plenty of them. We can see the people flooding into the gold and silver market as a safe haven. Demand for gold and silver bullion rising worldwide. It tells you that people are concerned. And when people are concerned, when people are feeling shaken up and shook up and their paradigms are being shaken and their belief systems are being challenged, that's good for us because they need to have that shake up. And, of course, if you haven't gone to the Campaign for Liberty website, you might go there. That is one system that is trying to affect this very same concept. They're reaching out, trying to find, and have already found many, many thousands of local voting precinct leaders and county chairmen for the Campaign for Liberty program. There's Edward and Vergara, and he's setting up his committees of safety, but if we would focus on the local voting precincts with our eye towards capturing a majority position in these two established political parties and taking back our system, one county, one town, one county, and one state at a time, doing it simultaneously between now and 2010, we could see a major reversal in 2010 and substantial successes in 2012. And if we do nothing and just wait for the time to come by, in 2010, senators will be elected to replace those that are going out. And in 2012, a presidential candidate will be brought forward again. And one of the great problems in the falling downs of the Ron Paul campaign was that they began the precinct outreach very late. Too late to really save the bacon for the process, but nevertheless, for those that were in the game early and scurried to action, we were able to turn things in a major way in Nevada and Missouri and elsewhere around the United States, changing the dynamic of what's happening inside the caucus meetings, the district meetings, and the state conventions. And we can continue this movement, if you will. We can continue this direction. And momentum was what I was trying to say, continue this momentum without cessation and go into 2010 in a stronger position than we were in 2008 and look for 2012 as being our major push, whatever candidate is advanced. So those are those considerations. We're running out of time for today. Got a couple minutes left in the broadcast. But there's many things happening around that we can be involved in that are so much more productive than standing on the sidewalk with a bullhorn trying to shout down government and institutions. We have an enormous hurdle in that there's an ideological belief system that has been built into the minds of the American people and around the world, but in America, this idea that it's got to be Republicans and Democrats. This idea that power is divided amongst, that we the people are divided into these teams, the red shirts and the blue shirts, the armbands and the Indians, the t-shirts and the bare chests. We talked about that love affair with balls that was inculcated in the United States. We haven't discussed it on this broadcast, but in the future I will. We'll talk about leisure and recreation. Another thing we can talk about is pluralism and how important it is to understand what that is all about, that corrosive existence from the social mindset. And I'll remind you again that after this broadcast, you'll be able to listen to Josh Reeves on the Global Reality, then Alex Ansari with Outside the Box. The Intel Strike Report follows that. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder comes up after that. You know, have you listened to the Intel Strike Report? Doug Owen and Michael Vail, some of the guests has just been knocking my socks off. Then there's Live Free or Die with Lee Rogers. And, of course, we all kick our leg over the hog at night and join the Midnight Rider with Mike Chambers and run all the way into the morning. Then there's so many more programs all through the night. Lots of stuff happening on Oracle. So we can reach out with this 24-hour clock that we're developing here on Oracle, reach out to all of the time zones in the United States, but around the world with this message. Because what we're doing right now is pioneering or re-pioneering the pathway to freedom. And it's important for all of the nations of the world, because where they used to look to the United States in admiration and emulated our systems and our system of government because of the activities of Bush 1 and Clinton and Bush 2 and now Barry the usurper, that love affair with the United States of America has flown away. They've drug us down into the mud, drug our names through the debris, so to speak, and are in the business of destroying this nation as a stumbling block and impediment to a global government system. So we've got a lot of work to do, things that we can be doing, productive things that we can be doing, rather than wallowing around in the malaise of ain't it awful playing that game that so often just reduces us to a pile of jello, paralyzed. So there's no reason for that. It's a mindset. But we have this ideological belief system in the two-party system, and it needs to be shattered, and it's going to take a lot of work. It's hard to get people to give up an ideological belief system that was long held, especially if they thought there was profit in it. But I think now almost everyone can see, even the Democrats who supported Barry the usurper, now even they can see that the left-right paradigm is completely of no value. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful afternoon and a very good day. Bye-bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.